higher. The Dow futures up more than 1,000 points. NASDAQ futures better by 403 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. In Charles County, the Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a 23-year-old woman's disappearance. Lesbia Mileth Ramirez Guerra was reported missing on March 31st. She was actually reported missing on April 2nd, but has been missing since the 31st. In addition, authorities determined that Guerra's boyfriend has been detained by ICE after he was found to be in the U.S. illegally. Testimony resumes today in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez, who's charged in the 2023 rape and murder of Harford County mother of five, Rachel Morin. On Monday, Detective Michael Wilczynski took the stand for the prosecution and described the bloody scene and evidence found in the tunnel along the Mon Pal Trail where Morin's body was discovered. The jury was shown graphic photos of Morin's body. The defense is expected to cross-examine the detective today. The chief medical examiner could also testify as early as today. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Oriole fans waking up to the news this morning that pitcher Zach Eflin asked out of the game last night after six innings of one-run ball. It was a 5-1 win over the D-backs, but manager Brandon Hyde termed it shoulder fatigue for Eflin and was asked after the game.
Are there signs of that, or did he just tell you as he was walking off?
Saw the velo go down a little bit there in the sixth, and then after the sixth he said something. So, unfortunate, because he was throwing the ball so well.
Hyde's body language uncomfortable as he was discussing with Grayson Rodriguez on the IL as well as Albert Suarez now on the 60-day. The Birds can ill afford another blow to the rotation. Elsewhere in baseball, the Dodgers were in D.C. last night and Shohei Ohtani delivered.
2-0 to Ohtani. Is hit hard to deep right field. Calls going back at the wall. It's tied! Two outs, two runs. Ohtani with a shot to lock it at two.
Call on the MLB Network. Shohei's two-run blast, though, not enough, as the Nats beat the Dodgers 6-4 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland football has a new quarterback. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We get to soak up some sunshine today and tomorrow. The rest of the week, we're dealing with some rain. Today, sunny, breezy, cool, 50 this afternoon. Tomorrow, warming up to 55. Thursday, some scattered showers, 58 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Currently 36 degrees in Westminster, 41 in Easton, and 35 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. Man, oh man, this might be the coldest April in Maryland that I can recall. And I've been in Maryland for quite some time. We moved here back in 1991. I was just in elementary school. And I moved to Southern Maryland. And, you know, we didn't mind it at that time because we moved here from Buffalo. But let me tell you right now, I don't remember an April being this cold. I could be wrong. But it is freezing outside. Don't just take a jacket this morning. Take a coat. I promise you. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. We also have two guests today. I was expecting the guest at 11 o'clock, Lorenzo Soel. He is the pastor that led the phenomenal prayer on Inauguration Day for President Trump. You might recall, he's from Detroit, Michigan. And he sent me a message on Instagram, and he said, Kim, I think I have something that you might want to hear. And it has to do with election integrity. And, of course, it has to do with Detroit in general, which can be very similar in many ways to Baltimore City. They deal with a lot of the same, Democrat city policies that we do. They do have the trash and the illegal dumping problem. They do have the vacant home problem. Not like we do. It used to be worse in Detroit, but they fixed it up a bit. And, of course, they lost manufacturing there in Detroit, but they did keep some. I know that they have a large car manufacturer there that many people work at, including, believe it or not, I have cousins in Detroit, and I have a cousin that works at one of those plants. And so there's a lot of similarities, but it's also interesting because if you recall, we spoke to an elected official in New Jersey not too long ago, and she was talking about the similarities between here and New Jersey. But in New Jersey, they're now flipping seats red. And apparently there are people waking up in Detroit. It just so happens that in Baltimore, we're still waiting for everybody to wake up here, but we've talked about this, right? The fact that you've got so many federal government workers, it is very, very difficult being on the outskirts of Washington, D.C. So we are going to talk to him at 11 o'clock. Like I said, that was the planned guest. And then a story was brought to my attention yesterday in regards to Beth Brinkley. And if you missed the morning drive tease, she's actually the wife of David Brinkley. And David Brinkley worked for Governor Larry Hogan's administration. And David Brinkley actually wrote an op-ed. And I would say, I guess it kind of went viral because you don't usually see some of these op-eds that criticize the Moore administration, especially when you have someone that worked in the previous administration. Well, anyways, he wrote this op-ed, and according to Beth Brinkley, his wife, some changes were made in regards to a board in which she sat on. And it all came from Governor Wes Moore's administration. And we're going to get into that with Beth around 10 o'clock because it does seem extremely suspicious that she was removed from her duties right after her husband wrote an op-ed, criticizing Governor Wes Moore the way that he's running the state of Maryland. Which, you know, it's not like it's a bizarre situation because obviously you've got Governor Moore that has been blaming basically President Trump and Governor Larry Hogan for all of our financial issues. And so I was not surprised when somebody from Larry Hogan's administration spoke out. I mean, you've got Larry speaking out here and there. But I wasn't surprised when I saw that many from the administration spoke out, because for how long has Governor Westmore been saying that, you know, there was no surplus left behind? Governor Larry Hogan, he did a terrible job with the budget. He did a terrible job with the state. And so, yes, there were many people that worked for Larry that thought, you know what, you're not kicking me in the shins on this one. You're the one that spent all this money. You're the one that makes some of these policy decisions. And, you know, they're speaking up, and I could see why. But I don't think there should be any repercussions to his wife, Beth, because he decided to point out the truth of what's going on in Annapolis. So anyway, she's going to join us around 10 a.m. We're going to get to the bottom of that story. Of course, yesterday with Sadi Dye, you had many in Annapolis that were there past midnight. And we're going to get into the budget. We're going to get into what actually passed. I know Governor Moore is slated to do a signing at 10 a.m. And I'm sure he's going to make some comments and we'll end up discussing tomorrow. Also, the Prime Minister of Israel, he visited the White House with President Trump yesterday. Got some sound from that to play for you as well. And Congressman John James in Michigan, he made a huge announcement yesterday. And it's funny, I'm keeping tabs on this because I don't know if you guys see a lot that goes on when it comes to, what the black community says to many black Republicans. And you might not even see it because it's not like it's a huge deal. And it's not as if, it's not anything that would be newsworthy when you see the back and forth. I mean, of course, as a black Republican, we're called sellouts and traitors and all those things all the time. So you might not even notice it because it's not a big deal, right? We're used to the name calling. But you had Congressman John James, Congressman Byron Donalds, Congressman Wesley Hunt out of Texas, Senator Tim Scott. There's been many people in the black community saying, oh, look, they did all of this work for President Trump and then they did not end up in administration. And there are people in the black community that say it's because President Trump is racist. And so he didn't care to have those men in his administration. But meanwhile, as you saw with Congressman Byron Donalds, he's running for governor in Florida. And Congressman John James yesterday announced that he's going to be running for governor in Michigan. And it's so great that we're going to have Pastor Lorenzo Soell on in Detroit at 11 a.m. because we're going to ask him about what he believes his chances are for John James in Michigan. If you don't remember John James specifically, he has been a congressman now for two terms. He's run twice before that, and he lost both times, but he never gave up, and he continued to chip away, and then he did end up winning that seat. Now, there were a lot of people that told him, as they tell me all the time, that district was unwinnable. But guess what? He continued to chip and chip and chip away, and he won. And now he's serving another term in that seat. But now he does have his eyes on the gubernatorial race in Michigan, and we will discuss that. I guess let's get right into what the General Assembly did in Annapolis yesterday. Of course, I have some audio for you on that, and I want you to be able to weigh in because, of course, this affects us, right? It affects all of us. Even though Governor Westmore says there are, tax decreases and there's not many fees, and if you're in middle class, you're going to be doing so well after after he signs this. Now, that's not the case, but I do want you to take a listen, and then on the other side, we'll discuss. So go ahead and take the number down, 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. And, of course, you could always text me in the text line if you haven't already. I don't know what you're waiting for. But you got to go to the App Store and download the WCBM app. It is free. Let's take a listen.
What's the reaction from other lawmakers about the budget plan now that it's actually passed?
Well, I can tell you that Republicans are really taking issue with the specifics involving the 3% tech tax. There are still a lot of concern about how this tech tax would actually be applied, who it would apply to. We saw some debate on the floor in the Senate raising questions about it. The details are unclear. Now, top Democrats have argued that this tech tax is necessary to help Maryland keep up with the changing economy. And we heard from the governor say he believes this is necessary to modernize the state's tax code. But again, there are unanswered questions about the application of this new plan.
There's still some confusion about who it applies to, actually, right? Will it apply to cell phones? Will it apply to internet service that you have at your home? What should Marylanders expect?
Unfortunately, it's one of those pass it and then find out what's
what's in it. And we've asked those questions to be clarified. Many of them were talked about on the Senate floor today. A number of them had to deal more with the subcontractors and big IT projects, but how it affects everyday Marylanders, we still haven't heard.
When will we find out?
So next step is for the comptroller to figure out what we've passed, unfortunately, and she will have an opportunity over the next 3 months to determine what the intent of the legislation was, and she will have to come out with a document that says these are the items that will be taxed.
Now, debate on this proposal on the House floor indicated that home internet would not be a part of this 3% tech tax, which really underscores the uncertainty surrounding the parameters of this plan. Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey says ultimately all of these taxes will hurt middle-class Marylanders, while Democrats like the governor say that this is necessary in response to some of the policies that we're seeing coming from the Trump administration at the federal level. But a reminder that the state was still facing this projected budget deficit before the Trump administration took office.
All right. And of course, we're very familiar with that reminder there from Mackenzie Frost. Look, you know, they're going to continue to blame President Trump for everything here. But no one is stupid in the state. And I will say no one, because as I told you, I look at the comments and I'm checking out what Democrats in Maryland have been saying in the comment section in regards to this budget. And they are upset. Democrats are upset. And they are pointing the finger at Governor Westmore and the Democrats in Annapolis. They're not out of the loop on this one. Usually you've got many voters, you know, in the Democrat Party that will say, oh, no, it's the Republicans' fault. Oh, no, it's Trump. You know, they'll take the bait. Not this time. Not this time. This is why I say Governor Westmore, he is very vulnerable here as he comes up for re-election. He's extremely vulnerable because remember, the taxes and fees that we're about to go over, that's just right now. There will be more and increases in the month of June. Okay? He can't sustain any of this. Now, will they end up calling a special session? Most likely. And you know what? We'll get a question of the day on that this week. I'll see what you think about that. But they're most likely will have to, because if they want to keep control of the governor's mansion there, you know, they're going to have to do something. Otherwise, you're going to have a Republican, you know, take it. And look, this is not going to be the first time, right? I mean, think about it. Governor Larry Hogan, even though he leaned very left, I mean, he won two terms with an R by his name. It can happen statewide. It can. This goes to the question of the day, actually. So let's go ahead and get that out. If you go to WCBM.com, the question of the day is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And that question is very simple. Do you think Governor Westmore is eyeing the White House? I asked this because just yesterday, he was asked about whether or not he's thinking about running for the Oval Office. And he said, no, I'm not. I'm focused on re-election. I'm focused on Maryland. That's what he said. Do you believe him? Again, go to WCBM.com. Do you think Governor Moore is eyeing the White House? I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to partake in this poll because, you know, I love polls. I love a good poll. I'm going to partake here, and I'm going to say yes. Go ahead and let your voice be heard on that one, and we'll make sure we keep an eye on that throughout the show. Coming up next, we're going to get into the details here of this budget and what went through. As many of you speculated yesterday, because the question yesterday was, do you think they're going to pass the budget as is? And pretty much they did. Pretty much they did. And if you heard there from Senator Hershey as he was talking to Mackenzie Frost doing a gaggle there in the hallways, you know, when people are asking what they plan to tax in regards to data and IT services, if you notice, the senator said, we won't know until obviously governor signs it into law and the comptroller goes through it and figures out what she, Brooke Learman, can in fact tax when it comes to IT services. So the comptroller, she's going to make a lot of these decisions. So like I said, when we get back, we're going to go into the details here. And I do want you to weigh in on that. And then after that, we are going to talk about the Prime Minister of Israel and his visit to the White House, because this all got to go hand in hand, right? We're talking about tariffs on the national level that will affect our pockets. And then we're talking about what's going on here at the state level that's going to affect our pockets. So really, if you're a Maryland resident, just brace yourself for hell, okay? That's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Quick question for you. Is your roof leaking? Perhaps not today because it's not raining, but was it leaking yesterday? Do you have damage from a storm? Have leaks, lost shingles, gutters, or downspouts? Well, if you answered yes, you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. They will also work with your insurance company, believe it or not. Wallace Roofing, in business for over 92 years, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and even skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. You know, getting a roof repaired or replaced is something that most homeowners dread. And when that happens, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price. Wallace Roofing is privately owned and has 0% financing available. If your roof is showing signs of wear or any problems, I want you to call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Again, the number is 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, MHIC, number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-451-8989. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-451-8989. That's 1-800-451-8989. Again, 1-800-451-8989.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 6. 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. Good morning to you. We're going to dive right in here because yesterday was Sunny Die. And I noted, you know, because I do follow some politicians on Instagram. And the Republicans, Senator Justin Reedy, there's so many. The Republicans, they were really fighting hard for us to try to get some things done and through. And they were really fighting back against this ridiculous budget that the Democrat Party has crafted here in the state of Maryland. But I did note there were a lot of Democrats posting in their Instagram stories how they're like, you know, drinking at the bar and stuff. Because that's what they do. Like when they take their dinner break or whatever the heck they do, they go to like the local bars there in Annapolis and they, you know, have a few beers or whatever. But it's like, you know, are you celebrating this? Because I got to ask that. Are you celebrating what you've done? You can't be proud of this budget. And if you are proud, why are you proud? Why are you proud? You see, if there wasn't such a stronghold here in the state of Maryland for Democrats, I would think many of those individuals in Annapolis that, you know, supported this, that added to this budget, I would think that they would all be on the chopping block. Of course, it's Maryland, so they're not. But you can't possibly be proud of any of this. You know, I hope you get an earful at the Thanksgiving table this year. That's what I hope you have family members that tell you, you know, what you guys did up there in Annapolis didn't really help us. So I hope your family tells you about yourself. Because when I see these posts, I'm like, just, you know, cheering their beers and all this other stuff. And like they're celebrating for a job well done. Meanwhile, if you noticed, they didn't get anything accomplished in regards to juvenile crime. Did you guys notice that? You know, I remember this because obviously it's my job and we, you know, talk about this stuff every day. But last year we were hoping back in August that they were going to call a special session because the juveniles were out of control. They would not do it. They refused to do it. Many of you were being carjacked at gunpoint. Many of you being robbed at gunpoint by kids. And it's still happening to this day. And so, yeah, they brought Vinnie Schiraldi, the DJS secretary. He was up there speaking to the Maryland General Assembly. But if you notice, they didn't accomplish anything in regards to it. It's like they just weaseled their way out of it. And according to Governor Wes Moore, he's not getting rid of Vinnie Schiraldi in any way. Look, I noticed, guys, and I don't know what you're toasting about, you know, in these bars, but you did not do a good job. You failed the people of Maryland in many ways. So if I were you, yeah, you're done with this session, but I don't know what you're what you're happy about. I don't know. All right, so we're going to get into these new taxes that we're going to have here, and here's what they include. Excuse me. Yesterday, we talked about the $5 charge per tire. They have that tax. That did go through. A 6% sales tax on vending machine purchases. So, you know, if you forgot your lunch and you run to the vending machine to grab, I don't know, a bag of Doritos, just know that the state of Maryland is going to be taking a percentage of that. It's ridiculous, isn't it? It's ridiculous. Let's see. They did raise the cannabis tax from 9% to 12%. They did raise the tax on sports betting from 15% to 20%. Implementing a rental car excise tax. We talked about that yesterday. That did happen. Speeding up the implementation of vehicle registration fee increases. Oh, joy. Raising the vehicle excise tax from 6% to 6.5%. We talked about that yesterday. We're the highest around. Higher than Delaware, West Virginia, Virginia, every state that touches Maryland. We're the highest. Implementing a 2% capital gains tax on fillers with more than with more than $350,000 in income. You know, $350,000 a year, that's, you're not exactly rich living in the state of Maryland, right? And they always talk about that top 1%. That's not the top 1%. But there's going to be a 2% capital gains tax on you. Congratulations. Also, create new tax brackets. That's what they're doing. Individuals earning more than $500,000 will be taxed at a rate of 6.25% and an increase from current 5.75% rate. Individual earners making money, making more than $1 million will also be taxed, a 6.5% increase from the current 5.75% increase. So you're going up all the way around. All the way around. It's about to get dicey. You thought you were going on vacation this year, but you're not. No, you're not. You wanted to go to Turks and Caicos? Well, you're not. You're not going. You know, all this hard work is not paying off for you here in the state of Maryland. Let me get back. I do want you to weigh in on this budget. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I want to ask you, you know, are you planning to move out of the state now? You know, were you bracing for something a bit more, you know, harmful to your back pocket? Are you okay with this? Call and let me know, because I do want to talk to you about this budget, because we didn't get anything good out of this. I know Republicans fought hard, and we appreciate you, but this has been a drag. We'll discuss more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Attorney General Bondi calls it a landmark victory for the rule of law, referring to a Supreme Court ruling on the deportation of illegal aliens suspected of belonging to criminal gangs. The ruling, one of two high court decisions favoring Trump administration policies. Wall Street and markets overseas appear to be regaining their footing after huge sell-offs prompted by fears of a global trade war. Japan's Nikkei soared just over 6%, and Wall Street is opening higher this morning. Japan is among countries moving to undertake trade talks following President Trump's tariff hikes. China still unyielding, the president threatening additional 50% tariffs on Chinese imports. The death toll, at least 23, from severe storms that have devastated parts of the South as well as the Midwest. And on Wall Street, stocks are opening sharply higher this morning. This is SRN News.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Charlie Morton takes the hill for Baltimore tonight as the Birds try to build on last night's 5-1 win over the D-backs. Baltimore getting an early jolt from a Ryan O'Hearn solo shot, and then Ryan Mountcastle finished him off. Mountcastle strokes one to center. It's a big base hit. It's going to score two. Break the back and break the spirit of Zach Gallen in one short stroke. Big hit by Mountie. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, but the postgame news wasn't full of cheer. Manager Brandon Hyde revealing the status of starter Zach Eflin.
Unfortunately, he came out with a little bit of shoulder fatigue. So, you know, we're going to get some tests done and hopefully keeping our fingers crossed that everything's okay there.
And that's a shame because Eflin with a stellar start, 6 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 run, no walks, 1 strikeout. After losing its top 3 quarterbacks from 2024, Maryland head football coach Mike Locksley wasn't just going to hand a true freshman the keys to the kingdom, even if his name is Malik Washington out of Archbishop Spalding. So the Terps went out and landed former UCLA quarterback Justin Martin. Martin was a top recruit when he signed with the Bruins. Coming up in 30 minutes, now Gunner looks like the Henderson of old. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
This is cool Canadian air that has made its way into the Mid-Atlantic, and it hangs around not just today, but all week long. The temperature's running a little bit below the norm for this time of year. Sunny and breezy and only 50 this afternoon. Low to mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow warms up a little bit, 55. Thursday, that's our next chance of rain. Showers scattered, 58, the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tick-tock on the tax clock. For expert tax prep, hurry into Jackson Hewitt before the April 15th tax deadline. Don't worry, they're open early, late, and on weekends. To beat the crowds and the clock, book today at jacksonhewitt.com.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off really that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning. We're talking about taxes. We're talking about your investments because everything works together. So for the next 5 callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040. 866-597-1040 and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Join for free today. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Little reminder, at 10 o'clock we'll be joined by Beth Wrinkley. She's going to fill us in on what's going on. I tell you what, the story, it's very interesting. Beth Brinkley, the wife of David Brinkley, who worked in the Governor Larry Hogan administration. Beth, she's just doing her job. And all of a sudden, David Brinkley, her husband, writes an op-ed, and her job is no longer. So it's interesting because it's all connected to Governor Wes Moore's administration. So I'll let her explain, and then you take from it what you will. Right now, we are talking about the budget and everything that passed on Sunday night. That's right, at 10 o'clock a.m., they're expecting Governor Wes Moore to sit at his desk to do some signing, and I'm sure we're going to discuss that tomorrow. But right now, I was asking you, how you felt about staying here in Maryland now that this is final. We went over a lot of these extra taxes and fees yesterday. I think the $5 per tire tax, I thought that was pretty outrageous, considering the most that I found across the entire country was $2. And we are so high at $5. Meanwhile, it's like the tire tax. You know what's so crazy, too, about it? Every once in a while, you need new tires, right? The tread gets down, gets low. If you're a female driver like myself, you probably hit the rim often and, you need new tires here and there. Just from those mistakes. But when you're thinking about the potholes, right? Just thinking about the roads in Maryland in general and the fact that they rarely fix them. And it's like you need a new tire most of the time because of the fact the roads are not drivable. And so then you go to get the new tire because they didn't fill a pothole with the tax dollars you already pay them. And then they charge you a $5 tax on that new tire that you pop because they didn't fix the hole. It's just like, it's like they slap you twice. And it's, for you slap me the first time, shame on me, right? But you slap me twice, and that's why I'm asking you, are you planning to move out of the state of Maryland? Because it's just so ridiculous now. It's like we're constantly paying for their mistakes. I don't want to pay for their mistakes anymore. I really don't. I got an email here from Liz. Liz says, Kim, my daughter's husband has property in West Virginia, and we are all making the move in a couple years. Well, Liz, I don't blame you. If I were you, I'd move now, all right? Because it's about to get extremely expensive. I got a text here from Tammy. Tammy says, good morning, Kim. We are now looking to move. The sooner the better. You can't fix this. The nerve toasting themselves on the back of the hardship they have brought onto the backs of every taxpayer. And no one is talking about the impacts on the counties. When he shifted the responsibility to the counties from the state for the teacher's retirement. Have a good day, Tammy. You're right. Exactly. Exactly. The jurisdictions, right? Baltimore County, all these different counties, they're going to have to raise taxes locally on you and I to be able to afford this so-called blueprint, which used to be the Kerwin Commission. Because in Annapolis, they didn't have the testicles to, do even more. So they shifted all of this to the counties. And then what's, another piece of this with the blueprint, and this is what Moms for Liberty and all those in Carroll County and other counties, this is what they were fighting about. It's like we're putting more money in the pockets of teachers and schools administrators, yet they're still shoving sexually explicit books down our kids' throats, right? And then in Montgomery County, they don't even want you to opt out of it. This is like a dictatorship. I don't know what's going on here. We've got zero freedom, and we're paying more. I feel like I'm over it. I really am. It's a shame. I got some other text messages coming in. Let's see. We've got a texter says, I am a 68-year-old single female currently working as a nurse in a downtown hospital. I do plan on moving in the next year or sooner. Such a beautiful state, but an ugly city. Les Westmore as governor is shameful, as are most of our representatives in this state. It is upside down. I have been dodging the motorbike gangs in the city for at least 18 years. The behavior itself is not new. Thank you, Texter, and you're right. You're right about that, and it is. It's a shame because, you know, and you bring up the dirt bike gangs, you know, what do they call it, the 12 o'clock boys? Meanwhile, I find out all about all this stuff because I, you know, because we live this life. And I really don't care to know about the motorbike gangs. You know, everything I've learned about them have, you know, it's been forced upon me. I don't I don't care. But they call themselves the 12 o'clock boys. Did you know this, Brian, the producer? It's because they get their handlebars up and they do the wheelies and they try to get up to 12 o'clock, like on a clock. That's why they're the 12 o'clock boys. Yes, I learned that. I learned that on the street. I mean, but it's so ridiculous. And it's like, you know, and you see some of these kids getting in accidents. We've seen deaths along the way. They still got, you know, there's still some squeegee workers out there. Why is it that they want to play in traffic? I guess that's my next question. You get a lot of young people in Baltimore City. Some people say that, you know, it's the lead paint. And then they've got lead poisoning. And that's what makes their IQ so low. I don't think that's the case. I think, honestly, you know, as we talked about yesterday with the illegal immigrants, some of these kids just have nothing to lose, right? Their home life, terrible, traumatic. They've got no money. They've got no education. No hopes for the future. So they don't care. They'll just play in traffic. They get hit, they get hit. That's how I feel. That must be what they're thinking nowadays. I got Scott Elkridge. Scott, you wanted to weigh in? Are you thinking about moving out of Maryland?
Oh, I'm not thinking about it. I'm definitely going to. My wife and I bought a house in the Outer Banks several years ago, and we were actually hoping to be there by now. She's retired from the school system, and I still work and making good money, but I've had it. I'm done. We can move there anytime. We're going to dump this place up here and maybe in a year get out of here. I cannot wait to just put the last tank of Maryland gas in my tank of the truck. I am never coming back.
Oh,
never.
Scott, I don't blame you. How many years have you been here?
I've been here most of my life. I'm originally from Philadelphia.
Okay.
Which isn't far, but I've been here for most of my life, but a long time. I'm 66 years old, more than half of my life. So, but I've had it. I'm done. I'm so done. It's only going to get bluer. It's like Smurfville. It's going to get bluer.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not going to get any better.
Oh, yeah. Especially now that they're bringing on, 5,000 state employees? And they're trying to also bring in those federal employees to the state level as well. You're right, Scott. It's only going to get worse. Well, the good news is the Outer Banks is beautiful. So congratulations on that one.
I love to surf and love to fish, and it's one of the best places on the East Coast to do both.
Yeah, yeah. Well, lucky you. Well, you know what? Think about us when you leave. say a prayer for us. Thank you, Scott, so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. You know, you don't blame people for leaving. And I guess, you know, what are they going to do when that happens, right? We're already seeing the population decline in the state, right? And they'll try to say that there's been increases because of, quote unquote, the new Americans, which is really just the illegal immigrants that are also living on our tax dollars. But what are they going to say when they see so many middle to upper class families leave? Because, you know, those families do have options. They can, in fact, leave. What are they going to say? Who are they going to blame it on? Where will they point the finger? I guess that's my big question. To Governor Westmore, to the Democrats, who are you going to blame when you lose all of these families that you're hoping to tax more? Right? I mean, the 6.5% tax, if you're, you know, going over some of this, the 6.5% tax, let's see, what were we talking about? Okay, so when it comes to even the capital gains tax, right, 2%, on filers with more than $350,000 in income. What are you going to do when those people move to Delaware or even Virginia? What are you going to do then? Well, you create the new tax brackets and you tax people making $500,000 or more by a rate of 6.25%. That was the one that I was looking at. When you increase that from 5.75%, what are you going to do when those individuals just leave? Because then you're not getting the 5.75% that you were currently getting. So you're definitely not getting the 6.25% that you're hoping to get. What are you going to do exactly? Like, how are you going to make this up? Are you hoping that you got that many potholes where we've got to replace that many tires? Are you hoping to bring it in from some of these speed cameras and, you know, the revenue on that? What are you going to do? It's not like Maryland's a business-friendly state. You're not bringing more businesses in. I mean, Governor Wes Ward, he can go to Asia all he wants and pretends that he brings back business, but he's not. And anybody, any kind of business owner, just think about this. Those that are in business, right? If you're talking about Asia and all these other places that he's hoping to go, these are real business people. Do you think they're going to look at the DMV area and say, oh, yes, I'm going to move my business to Maryland. I'm going to reside in Maryland. No, if you're a good business person, you're not coming to Maryland. Right? If you have a business that's thriving, you're not coming here. Ugh. So it goes back to, what do they plan to do when these families leave? I don't know what they plan to do. Are they just hoping that they're out of office at that time? I know those in the Maryland General Assembly, some of those Democrats there, that, you know, they're career politicians. You guys are going to be there. Who are you going to blame? I've got Caroline in Baltimore. Caroline, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back from Florida.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I saw all your posts. You guys had a blast.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, Olivia did. I try to smile.
Vicariously, you
yes,
did.
Yes.
So, I just want to make a couple of comments. You know, as always, I can only speak for my little bubble. But, you know, people are leaving Maryland by the droves. They're leaving the city. That's been going on for years. It really makes me wonder why anybody would build housing. Who's coming in?
Yeah, no, that's
if
a good question.
To live here, what are we doing?
That's a great question, Caroline. Like you said, you're in the business of flipping there, and you notice even the regulations. I know we talked about that time and time again, but you put on top of that, like you said, people aren't coming in. I mean, you know, does it make sense to continue to fight the city to flip some of these houses even for you?
Well, we're talking about it. We really are. I've got an inventory for block developments that we've already purchased inventory. So, you know, my choice is either continue building and using them as rentals, or walking away from them and just, you know, licking my wounds and cut my losses. My concern is, because costs of construction have risen so much since COVID, it's already adding more costs to putting buildings together to even keep them at a price point where they are attainable. I only care about where every man lives. I don't really get into affordable housing and subsidized and all that business, because I think that everybody's riding that wagon. But I'm really concerned, and have been for years, about where's the middle class? So we've dedicated our entire development efforts to providing good quality housing, better than most, in block communities where we're building new kind of neighborhoods, communities where people want to live. And they do. They want to live on our blocks. We have a waiting list of people that want to live on our blocks. We honestly can't build them fast enough. But the bottom line is that turning people from tenants to buyers, it just creates even more problems, because how are they going to qualify? And why would they want to live here if their cost of living is growing exponentially? How long is it going to take before they can't afford to live there and end up in foreclosure? Welcome back to 2008 kind of situation. It's just, I don't know. It seems like a gerbil wheel to me.
Yeah. Yeah, Caroline. I mean, that's the best way to put it. And on top of it, I mean, I don't know what the schools are like in the area, but
Horrifying. You know, Baltimore City, we're like the worst school system in the country right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another part of this. So you're not going to get new families because of that, too. It is a tough decision, and lots of people, I'm sure, are going to end up either not purchasing in the city or, like you said, moving out. And, you know, this is the part that kills me, because I don't know if you heard, but yesterday, Baltimore City Council, they proposed a bill to put tampons in the men's restrooms, especially in schools. And it's kind of like, where's your head on this? So it's like they're out to lunch also, you know?
Well, I just heard on the news today, John Bullock was making an announcement. City Council, I guess Annapolis, but everybody's jumping around about raising restaurant workers, waiters, and service people, raising their minimum wage on top of tips that they may be earning. How long is it going to be before, first off, nobody's living here to be able to go out to eat? Second, how long is it going to be before people can't afford to go out to eat? Where that money's going to come through to the consumer?
Right, right. Caroline, you're so right about that. I got to take a break here, but I appreciate you calling in as always. And these are questions that people have. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We're a country that is now headed to $40 trillion in debt. We are a country where Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, they're all headed towards insolvency. We are a country that needs to invest in our energy infrastructure so we become energy dominant, which also would benefit our allies and friends, especially in Western Europe, which gets most of the lifeblood of their economy, energy from Russia. I think it's very, very important that we understand where we are as a country. We, for the most part, especially our allied friends, they benefit from the $1 trillion that we spend, your money, every single year on national defense.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we travel traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-451-8989. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-451-8989. That's 1-800-451-8989. Again, 1-800-451-8989.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're going to wrap up this conversation on the budget in Annapolis, and I'm going to go ahead and take a caller here. I've got Brian and Towson. Brian, did you want to weigh in on the wrap-up?
Good morning, Kim. I appreciate you having me on again. Again, it's the same old story. We know this. This is a socialist state. We see where Westmore is. We see where the whole agenda is going. We've already known for numerous years, Cassidy, Maryland, right? That's it. We're done. We have an agenda. It's on the taxpayers of Maryland. But my acronym is MOM. Move out of Maryland. You want to go and see what reality is? Go to the inner cities.
Yeah.
Go to the public schools, county or city. It doesn't matter. We can point the finger all we want. You got to fix the problem. You can't just keep saying it's this person's fault, it's that person's fault. We got to come to reality and fix the problem.
Yeah.
Blaming people never gets us anywhere, does it?
No, you're right about that, Brian. You're right about it. But I don't think the people that caused the problem, which is the Democrat Party, I don't think they're going to fix it. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Beth Brinkley. She's got quite a story for us in regards to an op-ed and her position on a board with Governor Westmore's administration. It's very confusing, but you're going to want to hear every single detail when we get back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and